Shalom. I hope everybody had a joyous Pesach and a healthy Pesach. This year we don't just say Chag Kasher V'Sameach, but we have to, every year we should be wishing everybody to be healthy, but this year especially with everything that's going on. I hope everyone is well. Let's talk about Parshat Shmini. We only have a short time after Pesach before Shmini begins. Pasuk in Parshat Shmini, Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk says that Karev El Mizbeach, the Moshe tells Aaron to go do the Avodah. So Rashi tells us that Aaron was Bosh, Shahaya Aaron Bosh. He was embarrassed, he was being shy, he was hesitant to go do the Avodah. And Moshe says to him, Amalei Moshe, Lama Ta Bosh, Lekach Nemcharta, you were selected for this. So the Ramban here actually has a nice medrash in the Torah Kohen from the medrash here that tells us that this is a mashal. That a king marries a woman, she wasn't royal yet, or she's now the queen. And the first time, or when she's the newlywed, she's very embarrassed to be in front of him, to do all the things that the queen is supposed to do, that a woman is supposed to do for her husband. She was very shy around him. And her sister says to her, what are you being shy about? What? He chose you, you're the queen now. This is what you're chosen for. Go do it. So Rav Moshe Feinstein asks in the Darash Moshe, this is a little bit strange. Even if he was embarrassed, what could it be? What could he have done? Is it because you're embarrassed, you get to, Hashem tells you to do something. You don't have to do it because you're a little bit embarrassed. So in what way does this mashal help us? So he says, rather, we have to re-understand what Aaron's hesitation was. Because we don't let embarrassment stop us from doing mitzvah. We have to do a mitzvah, we have to keep the mitzvah even when they're embarrassing. And by the way, as a side point, those who know certain Shuvah or Moshe Feinstein regarding embarrassment from doing mitzvot, he's very consistent in this theme when it comes to dealing with shaking hands with a non-Jewish woman, like in a job interview, or about somebody discovering that you're nida. Moshe Feinstein is very consistent that we ignore that embarrassment, we do the mitzvot as we're supposed to do. So that's a side point. So if we're supposed to be doing the mitzvah despite the embarrassment, so what is the Ratzon Hashem here? Is he should do the avodah. So rather, that can't be what Aaron's hesitation is or what Moshe is telling him. So rather, this is what it is. Rather, it's the Ratzon Hashem that Aaron and his sons aren't just doing it as a mitzvah ba'alma. Meaning, we all have our mitzvah that we have to do. We all have to daven, and we all have to learn, and we all have to give tzedakah and do chesed. Everything that we have to do. But everybody here is commanded in the same way. You have to do give tzedakah, I have to give tzedakah. We might have to give different amounts, but we're all commanded in the same way. You have to do chesed, I have to do chesed. You have to put on tefillin, I have to put on tefillin. You have to keep kosher, I have to keep kosher. Everybody's the same. So, but rather, here, when it comes to the avoda of Aaron HaKohen, the mitzvah that he's commanded is not because he's just been commanded, but it's because the Aaron and his sons have Kedusha Yeterta. They have more Kedusha, a higher level of Kedusha. There's a special Kedusha, we refer to it as Kedusha Aaron, and therefore this is a fundamentally different level that they're on. All the time we have mitzvah, me and you, we do plenty of mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, and we make a bracha on those mitzvah, and we'll say, Asher Kedishanu Mitzvotav V'tzivanu, Al Natila Yedayim, Al Natila Lulav, Leshiv Basukah, we have all sorts of mitzvot that we're doing, and we say Asher Kedisharim Tzotav V'Tzivanu. But when it comes to Bercha Kohanim, what bracha do the Kohanim say when they dochen? They say Asher Kedisharim B'Kedushato Shel Aaron V'Tzivanu. Because it's not just made us holy, but we have this special holiness of Kedusha Aaron. So before the Kohanim, who was supposed to do the avodah? The Bechorot. The Bechorot were doing it just as a mitzvah, but it wasn't because the Bechorot had Kedusha Yetera. But now that Aaron HaKohen and his sons are being selected for the avodah, they're not just being selected and it's now instead of the Bechorot, it's them, but they're being selected because they have Kedusha Yetera. They have this added level of Kedusha. And all of a sudden, Aaron HaKohen is told, go to the avodah, as Rashi says, he was Bosh. Why was he Bosh? He was Bosh Malaso Machmachu Kadoshoter. He felt a little bit uneasy saying, I'm a little bit holier, therefore I'm the one being selected to do this. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu has to say to him, listen, Aaron, you were selected because of your Kedusha Yetera. So you have Kedusha Yetera, now go do the Avoda. It's not because of you, but it's because of your Kedusha Yetera. And therefore, we can now explain the mashal that the Ramban cited from the Torah Kohanim. The woman was selected to be the queen. Okay, she has things that she could do for the king that a stam shivcha can't do for the king. Katzat amita, rechitzat panav, all sorts of tasks that you only let your the king will only let the queen do. And therefore, she was bosh. And therefore, her sister says to her, you're the only one who could do this. You're being selected to do this because of being in that role. Lechach nechnast. You are already selected for that role, so now you don't have to feel strange about it. So, this also helps explain, Moshe Feinstein tells us, another midrash that comes up a few psukim from now in Rashi. Because we know this is Parshat Shmini, this is Yom HaShmini. What is Yom HaShmini? There were 7 days of Milum already. Every single day Moshe was doing the Avoda. He was bringing the Korban Tamid. He was taking apart the Mishkan, putting it back together, teaching the Kohanim, Levim, everything that they have to do. He was, for all intents and purposes, for 7 days, he was the Kohen. Now tell me, who is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? No one was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did everybody expect to see? If Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there in the Mishkan, doing the Avoda, and he is the most Kadosh, the highest person that we all know, so he's the biggest tzaddik we all know, we would expect that when he's done doing the Avoda, the Shechina is going to show up. And what happens? Shiva Yimei Milum go by, and we're expecting the Shechina, Shemi Lanu Gadol Mi Moshe, and everybody was disappointed. It didn't happen. So Amar Le Moshe, Zeh Davar Aron Achi, Kedai V'chashem Mimeni, Shayidei Kormenatam Shetish Shechina V'chem. It's not because of me or him. It doesn't have to do with our personality. It has to do with him being selected because he has Kedusha Yetera. And because he has Kedusha Yetera, when he does the Avoda, then the Shechina is going to show up in the Mishkan. And the Chachava. And that's why Aaron was Zoche to that more than us. So what does that have to do with all of us, with me and you, because we don't have a Mishkan? So what? Aaron a Kohen, when he comes to do the Avoda, so this is the Dvar Torah for him. So Moshe Feinstein says, no, this applies to all of us as we aspire to be Talmidei Chachamim. Because we know that Talmidei Chachamim are referred to also as Kohanim. There's a famous Rambam in Hilchot Shmita of Yovel, Perek Yud Gimel, Lach Yud Gimel. It's the end of the Halachos there. And he says, by the way, all these rules about Kohanim, so that applies to anybody who aspires to be like Shem Levi. If you want to be a Talmud Chacham and dedicate your life to Torah, dedicate your life to teaching Torah, then these rules apply to you too. And we learn this from the phrase in Shmuel Ben that says, B'nei David Kohanim. Or B'nei David Kohanim? Well, they might not have been literally Kohanim because they're not from Sheva Levi, but they could serve the same role as the Kohanim, spreading the Torah, inspiring people to Avodah Hashem, inspiring people to Dveikut Hashem, inspiring everybody to be better. So that Shechein Yudchayv L'Asot L'Fiyar Roy L'Hem Shul L'Fnim Yishur Adin. So of such a person, we expect them to be better and act better, and sometimes it's not enough to just follow the letter of the law or even the spirit of the law, they have to do L'Fnim Yishur Adin. So yes, this idea about Aaron HaKohen is relevant to all of us who are aspiring to be Ovdei Hashem. If we're aspiring to be Ovdei Hashem, we have to act like we have greater Kedusha. Greater Kedusha creates greater responsibility. There's only things that we could do because only we could do it because of our greater Kedusha. We are acquiring for ourselves this greater Kedusha, which in turn acquires for us the need to act with greater responsibility, with greater care and greater caution. We should be Zocha, especially in this time, that our greater Kedusha creates this greater responsibility to act appropriately and to spread our tafkid of helping everybody with their Avodas Hashem and growing closer to Hashem. We should be Matzliach, and that Zchut should help all of us and all Klal Yisrael in these times. Shkoyach Kol Tov.